And now this is our dictation for Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D, Buckley, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, April 3068, addresses a letter to Mr. Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Flegel, F-L-E-G-E-L, 828-6835. Dear Mr. Flegel, follow-up for Mr. Buckley, problems of low potassium magnesium. No hospital visits, symptoms esophageal reflux, we discussed about it. Presently no blood melena. Soft stools, no urinary problems, no edema, no muscle cramping, no weakness, no chest pain palpitation dyspnea. Prior rhabdomyolysis, probably induced from the low potassium. Prior history of testicular cancer. Treated with chemotherapy, cisplatin, without recurrence. Also incidental thyroid cancer with prior total thyroidectomy, no metastasis. Next paragraph, physical exam unrevealing. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, magnesium well controlled. Sodium, potassium, normal, mild metabolic acidosis, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, GFR around 1.17, which is still his baseline. GFR calculated better than 60, probably the true number is upper 50s. No gross anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Prior abnormalities, low potassium, magnesium with severe symptoms, including rhabdomyolysis without recurrence, tolerating ACE inhibitors, potassium magnesium replacement. All chemistry is stable, no recurrence of above cancer, on treatment for enlargement of the prostate. Present blood pressure medications appropriate, cholesterol management, tolerating aldactone. Given magnesium abnormalities, I probably will not use any PPI for his esophageal reflux, as that can also cause low magnesium by interfering with gastrointestinal absorption. Chemistry is on a regular basis, end of dictation.